The Colorado Rockies have flat out quit this year. Did you see them yesterday?
I did not. What happened?
They lost 20-1.
Why are we not betting against them?
Talk about bell to ass.
They lost 45-6 in the three-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. They kicked off the series by losing 15-1 at home. And then followed it up with a closer 10-4 ball game, and then got beat by 2 touchdowns and 2 field goals.
Maybe even a safety in
20-1. The Blue Jays set a franchise record 63 hits in a 3-game series, the most in a 3-game series since 1900. 45-6 in Denver. But I mean, they can't get these 40 games out fast enough. I mean, you know what? And I want to know, if they had more than 15,000 people out there at those games. I remember they went out there and sold out that Rockies White Sox game where they had over 40,000 every single day. These people need, they had 21, almost 22,000 at that damn game last night.
Well, it's great weather out there. It's a great time of year to be in.
Man.
What?
Nah, man. You got to stop at some point. 25. They've had over 25,000 every one of the games in this series. On Monday night, you lose 15-1. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. They're just going out there. I mean, are they selling weed in the stadium?
Maybe.
Man, Aaron, at some point, man, you ain't getting my money. I'm sorry. At some point, they are loyal. Boy, they deserve something. You got to be kidding me. 45-6 in a 3-game series.
I mean, we got a standing bet every time they play.
No, seriously. That should be. Rockies every time. Because they don't even care. That's you don't care. You can't come off 15-1 game one, 10-4. And then just let 20-1 get away from you. It just can't be. This can't be.
You can if 20,000 is going to come watch it. I mean, they'll be playing the Savannah Bananas before you know it.
There ain't enough Coors Light at Coors Field for me to sit up in there.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one, man.
Like, at what point do you, like, it is, and I don't think it got, I got to see when did this lead get out? How bad did this thing get? Because, I'm not sitting there for it to get to 20. There, I mean, if what was it, 10-1, 10-0? At some point, I'm getting up. I'm getting my happy ass up, staying out there. I mean, they got to be kidding me. 20. All right, so they started off slow here. That's not bad. That's the worst part. They got 8 runs in the 9th, Clint. So
they kept them hanging around.
It was 3-1 after 4. 3-1 after 4.
Yeah, them jokers got to be handing out gummies at the ticket booth, man. They got to. I mean, see, like, I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only thing that'd make me not look at the scoreboard. Just sit up there and have a good old. Hey, just sit up there. Yeah, gummies and heartburn pills. Hey, man, I just sit up there and eat and laugh my ass off. You better, they better be handing some gummies out.
Yeah, man, that is crazy. I mean, they have just quit. By the way, preseason football starts tonight, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Colts are playing. Anthony Richardson, by the way, I've already watched video of him. He's warming up. He's completed all the passes.
He looks good.
In warm-ups. Yeah, he's completed
What time is that game
kick? 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock. Well, we're going to miss it most of the time.
But Shane Steichen says that Anthony Richardson will get the first quarter and a half before Daniel Jones takes over. So they are in a battle right now. I know I heard a couple of weeks ago Shane Steichen say that it was neck and neck. But everything that most people are saying right now is that Anthony Richardson is the one who has looked like the better quarterback.
Yeah, here's the thing is Anthony Richardson would have to look like more than just better than Daniel Jones. Yeah. Like this is clearly
you mean for him to have a chance?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. I mean, you can't fall for the Anthony Richardson okie doke once again. Like he's always going to be the sex. You're on watch practice, and be like, boy, did you see that ball come off his hand, man? Look how far he threw it, man. Look how fast he is. Look how big he is. He's always going to, you know, he's always going to win that battle. And if you keep falling for that okie-doke, then it's shame on you. He has to outplay Daniel Jones by a country mile for him to be my starting quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because it's not about Daniel. I mean, like you get like Daniel Jones, then like we expect you to not turn the football over. Let's stay ahead of the chains, be a little two-way threat right there. We can run a little bit of the, we can run the ball a little bit with you there, make good decisions, and maybe we can go win some ball games. Anthony Richardson is a guy like if you're going to be out there, you've got to be a like a major threat. I mean, that's never going to change. That's the two approaches with these two quarterbacks. You got slow, steady, easy, stay out of trouble, run an efficient offense. Keep the team above the chains, no negative plays, don't lose the ball game, and then you've got a guy that you feel like can go win playoff games for you. And then that play, a guy that has the talent to go win playoff games for you goes out there and messes the bed again and can't read or anticipate.
He will
or,
get you, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's the reality of who he is right now.
Look at this.
Good it is God. It is sexy, ain't it?
And he's just on the now, move effortlessly.
I will say this, Ron.
He will trick my ass.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. I don't like what Shane Steichen was asking him to do before. Yeah. Now, that may have been because of the injuries. It may have been, I don't know. Maybe they thought he could do some other things. Maybe he fooled them. Like, he has the ability to play a style of quarterback that should dumb the game down at a level where he can just go ball. That's the value. That's the luxury you have when you got a guy like that. And it was like they weren't playing to that strength for some reason. If they play to that strength, Anthony Richardson could be a problem. But the okie doke of naming a starter and thinking he's better than somebody that's gonna happen.
Do you think? Because I do think right now as they're battling, I think it is a at least for Anthony, I think it is a good sign for him that he's starting right off the bat. Like I'm not saying it guarantees that he is going to be the starter week one, but I do think clearly he is, and I don't know if Shane Steichen is thinking the way you are, but clearly he has done something enough to say, all right, man, you have played and performed at a rate in which you are the one who goes out first.
Yeah,
you're the one who's going with the ones because he's going a quarter and a half, according to that. I mean, I don't think Quentin Nelson and the gang and them are going to be out there two quarters. So it looks like Daniel Jones is going to be playing with the twos.
Well, yeah.
So
I would have bet this is flipped next week. I bet regardless of what happens this week, I bet it's flipped next week and you see Daniel with the ones and Anthony with the twos and then you see kind of how that unfolds. But now, unless Anthony Richardson goes out there and just steals the show and does the things play in, play out that you – expect an NFL quarterback to do, not just the highlight reel type stuff, then we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But look, I make that point. Like I do not like what Shane Steichen was asking him to do last year. Now, it's on the quarterback.
Because we all expected him to do what Jalen Hurts. We expected to watch a lot of that.
Even if it's a health deal, you know, and that's the reason you don't want to run Anthony Richardson and turn around and hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor. You were gashing us up the middle in that first drive. Then for some reason, you kept pulling the ball out and asking him to run RPOs and read the defense and throw into a crowded defensive backfield. Like it just didn't make sense what they were asking him to do. In my opinion, it didn't make sense.
No, I'm with that. The end of the half, my man went, all right, that we got the ball inside our own 10. Under 2 minutes left, pretty tight ball game right now. He came out firing it to Jalen Petrie for a pick six.
Yep. None of it made sense. Like none of it. If you look at it and go, I'm going to play to this kid's strengths. He's a young player. I'm going to put him in position to not have to make a ton of decisions. I'm going to play to his strength in a sense of letting his legs be a part of what they have to defend. And then they go out there and ask him to just stand back in the pocket and dissect the defense. A D'Amico Ryans defense, by the way. And so it just that's not who Anthony Richardson is at this point in his career. And ultimately, it's not who Anthony Richardson should ever have to be in his career, given the way his legs. It's interesting. So that is a piece of this, I would imagine.
Yeah, I want to I am interested. He is one of the more interesting players to me in how that scenario works out, him and Daniel Jones to roll there because – I know Daniel Jones is, which is crazy, by the way. Daniel Jones is a guy who can be a bit pick heavy, a guy who can make mistakes. But he's the level headed one in here because Anthony Richardson has had so many issues with accuracy, with not turning the ball over and hurting his team. That Daniel Jones, it's almost ignored some of the stuff that he has done
in the past to put himself in the situation where he's lost out on a starting job with the Giants. So should be an interesting one tonight. Is they'll play the Ravens. The Ravens aren't probably they're traditionally known not to play their starters. So we'll see. But it'll be one to watch to see who wins that job. I know you, Clint, you think they're the team that will finish in second place behind.
I do. I do.
The Texans. So that's one to watch. Anthony Richardson getting the ball tonight. Texans All Access coming up after us, and then Area 45 following them from 7 to 11. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Sean Pendergast for joining us. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. It's going to be
a lovely day. I'm a huge fan. I never thought about the recoil.
I think about it every day.
Well, I can tell you do. I've never personally thought about it.
We just had a top five recoil.
I've seen it again. I've greatly appreciated it.
Tyler, I want you to.
What, your top recoil?
Yeah. What time you want to do it? Let's tease this bitch.
Well, I just gave away the damn.
It's it.
Real bad cowboy.
Texas, home of UGK. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Oh, King Ding-a-ling in there.